Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning are two of the three probably most feared and despised people in the world of competitive speech in the state of Alaska. And I have Sitka High DDF coaches Stephanie Ask and Stacy Woolsey, my own Stacy Woolsey, my own DDF coach now for 25 years, I guess. And it was big in Anchorage this weekend. I actually went and I couldn't believe, I walked into the Cuddy Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and there must have been, 300 or 350 kids in there, and then this little island of Sitka kids, a dozen or so that you took there, who practically won just about everything there was to win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Stacy, you mentioned on Facebook that you think it was the biggest win Sitka High has ever managed in DDF.
Yes, I've been coaching 25 years now, and I have to say we've had other state victories, but not this decisively. We earned about 114 sweepstakes points, I believe, and our rival school, Whitestone, in our same small schools category, the best we've ever done against them was we tied with them in 2010 at 100 points apiece. But this year we got 114. I think they were about 45. And the next biggest win was by South High School, Big Anchor School, and they were in the low 90s, I think. So we really had a decisive win.
Yeah, so DDF is classified into 4A, the large schools, and 3A, 2A, and 1A, the small schools. Mm-hmm. And 1A, 2A, 3A, everybody competes together, and then the prizes are broken out sort of in the end. But I guess when it all boils down to numbers, Sitka beat everybody, including the 4A
exactly.
Schools.
Exactly, yeah. By quite a bit.
So, we're going to talk about debate, which Sitka won debate this year, had two teams share the co-championship, and it was just an eerie kind of Twilight Zone situation. Even the director of the tournament mentioned it during the awards. We're going to get there, but I want to save that for last. I want to start talking about Zephyr Ferriok, who got Student of the Year Award. Tell us about that.
Well, Zephyr is like a force unto himself.
Yes.
He earned more points at the state tournament than 17 schools who were there. I mean, he took first or second in every event that he entered, oration, domestic extemp, debate. He even won
Congressional
Congress, which was a kind of an out event that was just kind of for fun. But he is unstoppable. The kid is amazing.
And that's been true for him all season. Every single Southeast meet he went to, he won, I think, every single event he did, almost.
Every year. I mean, every tournament, pretty much, yeah. He's an amazing competitor. He prepares diligently, and he's so well-spoken. I was fortunate enough to get to go into all of his final rounds, and it was just stunning to see him get up there and deliver, especially his domestic extemp, which he delivered as if it was a speech he had practiced all year long, which he actually had 30 minutes to write and prepare. And he didn't take a breath, I don't think.
I told him at one point this weekend that watching him speak off the cuff, like in his final focus or in his extemp, as an English teacher, I feel inspired to stand and give a slow clap at the end, like the sole person in the room, just because the way he constructs his speeches and the language that he uses just off the cuff is unbelievable. It's so fun to watch.
And in many of these events, he's literally handed, he draws out of a hat a slip of paper mm-hmm. with the topic that he'll be speaking
right.
on.
Yeah.
And they have, what you said, a half hour to actually prepare.
And his final extemp was, he asked him if he felt like America was too much of an interventionist country. And he went on to discuss America's role in foreign policy in, I think, a half a dozen countries around the world. He only got to speak for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And he could have gone on forever. He knows so much, you know, about what's happening in world politics and And I was laughing with him because it was supposed to be domestic extemp, and somehow he ended up with a foreign topic for the final speech. So, you know, technically he wasn't supposed to be prepared to talk about that, but he's prepared for everything. So.
And he came out of that event thinking he had not done very well.
Exactly. And we were also, you know, he turned to me as we walked out the door and he said, "Wow, you know, my last round I nailed my speech. I didn't feel very good about this one." And I said, "You know, that was good enough to win. That was very good."
Yeah.
And so I was not at all surprised that he took first, although he was.
So Zephyr goes a long way towards explaining why Sitka High won the forensics team title, because he placed or won so many of the forensics, the speaking events. But Sitka also won the drama, the DDF, drama, debate, and forensics. Sitka won every one of those letters. In fact, and the overall team letter. Stephanie, the drama this year, I mean, Sitka has always been good in this, but I was watching the awards, and practically every event, there were Sitka kids in the finals. And often first or second place in a lot of these events.
Yeah.
And where does this come from? Is it really just a whole season spent traveling to the communities in Southeast Alaska and honing these pieces? Or
yeah, I mean, I certainly think that that's a huge part, that these kids have gotten these pieces for the most part really early in the season, and that they just keep working on it and refining it and polishing it. And last year when we went to the state meet, that was my first state meet that I'd ever attended. And getting to watch the degree of precision and polish necessary to really be competitive at state really kind of shaped my perception of what we needed to do. And I think taught me a lot about what I need to be looking for, like, as we give coaching throughout the season. Not that I can, you know, take credit for their win, that the kids worked so hard. And I think that's it. I mean, we really worked with them, and they just put in so much work and time practicing again and again. We had a few events where we showcased their work for the community this year, which was a great opportunity, I think, for them to get more feedback and more practice. And they just, they worked so hard. It was great to watch.
A few weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago, you sent Emma Wilbur in here to talk about DDF. There was some DDF event that you guys had gone to, and I asked Emma about her acting, Emma Wilbur, or her DI, dramatic interpretation of literature. And she said, "Oh, well, I'm not like debate. You know, I'm just kind of an automaton. I just repeat the words." But she was not repeating the words in Anchorage on Saturday. She was messing with those judges.
Yeah.
She was kind of ripping their guts out and treading on them.
Especially with DI, too, is I think once you get to the point where you've got a really full room of people watching you, and I think Emma and I talked about this, when you're doing, you know, a dramatic interpretation, it's different than doing something funny. So often, when you do something funny, you're feeding off of laughter and applause and that kind of feedback that you get from a room. You don't get that with a dramatic interpretation. But if you're really, really pushing it emotionally and really tapping into that character, you start to feel the tension in the room rise. And I think you can feed off of that. And Emma was definitely doing that. I watched in one of her preliminary rounds when she finished her piece, which is, you know, dramatic in every capacity. But the piece ends with her, like, the character's talking about chewing on her hand. And when she finished, the judge was like, "My hand hurts. It hurts just from watching you." It was very funny and cool.
Stacy and I were kind of laughing afterwards that we remember when Emma was a little girl in ballet, that she didn't want to go out and dance in the recital. And here she was up in Anchorage, literally.
She was too shy.
Literally slaying rooms full of people. And Emma Wilbur came in second in DI. Emma Brule was first in solo acting. Emma Brule, also another dancer, seems to have come out of nowhere.
Yeah, this is her first year in DDF.
Yeah, and she's a real talent. And we recognized that early on. She found this solo and just made it her own. She came up with a character and she threw herself into this performance. I was thinking about, you know, the solo itself is maybe 3/4 of a page long. You could read it aloud in, you know, a minute. And she did about a 7 or 8 minute performance. Yeah. I mean, she milked every line of that for maximum effect. And I just was really impressed with her performance. I was so glad to see the judges at state recognize how superior she was. I think she took straight ones in her final round. So they all agreed that she was, you know, head and shoulders above the rest of the students. And I think that was true.
And so you also got, in addition to those two young ladies, you got great performances from Emily Pratt, who took first in HI with a piece that has been winning for the better part of the season. And then your duo, you took first and second in duo with Ryan Apathy and Ben Gordon took first, and then Sam and Alaire Huey came in second. And then you had a top mime as well, George Jones. And
yeah, first place mime, and I think a fourth place for our second mime.
A fourth place for a second mime, and then a fourth place in duet acting with Kaya Pike and yet another freshman,
Lubin,
Celia Lubin,
amazing,
who is coming on strong there too. So, yeah, it was a lot of Sitka talent on the stage there at the awards, and kind of an embarrassment of riches. But debate was kind of the strange, surreal surprise of the event. Stacey, why don't you set that up for us?
Well, we had, it was kind of a deja vu moment because we had some bumps in preliminaries, and I didn't know if all of our teams would break or what would happen. We took four teams, and Alaire and George Jones ran into some tough competition in preliminaries, and they ended up being knocked out. But the other three teams moved on to the quarterfinals. They started out with 25 teams, and after 5 rounds, they cut to 8. And they cut to the eight, and we went in and had some real tough matchups. Sam and Evan were against a team that beat Zephyr and Kaya in preliminaries, and I was worried about that. And you know, it was pretty tough. But all three teams emerged victorious and went into the semifinals along with this Whitestone team. And it was the exact same combination of kids as last year. So it was the same personnel in semifinals at state 2 years in a row, except the Whitestone senior girl, Gabriella DeGloria, who has won state every year since she was a sophomore,
right,
with three different partners. This was her third partner this year, and her partner was very good. You know, she had a different partner, but other than that, it was the same people. Last year, when we were in this mix, the Whitestone team first debated Ben and Ryan and eliminated them from the tournament, and then they went on into finals and beat Sam and Evan. So we knew that, you know, they were going to be really tough.
And last year, you were in a difficult situation of having to have two Sitka teams in the semifinals debate each other.
Yes, Zephyr and Kaya had to debate Sam and Evan, and the winner went on. This year, we talked about it as a team, and it turned out that Sam and Evan, again, in the semifinals, met the Whitestone team, and then we had Ben Ryan and Zephyr and Kaya supposedly meeting each other in the semifinals. And we went ahead and didn't have them debate. We just sent Zephyr and Kaya on, which sounds sort of like a no-brainer because, you know, Zephyr and Kaya have been winning every meet in Southeast and have been such a dominant team. But Ben and Ryan were actually undefeated in the tournament at that point. Ben had the top speaker points in the tournament. They were having a phenomenal tournament. And so it was really hard to make the decision for them to take the loss. But I knew that Kaya and Zephyr were a better, you know, a stronger team, although they had a loss. I just, you know, we know as coaches who we want in finals and who's going to have the maturity and poise and, you know, confidence to do well in finals. And not that Ben and Ryan don't have that. They were incredible, but they're sophomores and it was Zephyr's day. And so we really wanted to send him into finals. And then Sam and Evan went in against the Whitestone team, and they had a really good debate in semifinals. You know, those boys are just such pure logical debaters. There's nothing you can throw at them that they can't respond to. And it was the same thing all over again. We walked out, and the boys turned to me and said, you know, that wasn't our best debate. You know, their quarterfinal debate was actually a lot stronger for them. And I said to them, yeah, but I don't think it needed to be. I think you won. You're that good. And they had all three decisions from all three judges, and they were placed first or second speaker by every judge over Gabrielle DeGloria, who was the two-time state champion. So I think it was a decisive win for them, and they got to go then advance to the finals, and we were able to name them co-champions with Zephyr and Kaya, and we didn't have to have that debate.
Yeah, so again, just sort of a recap, 2 years in a row, Sitka puts the same three teams, three of Sitka's debate teams, get into the final four, basically, mm-hmm. with the defending state champion, Gabriella from Whitestone. Last year, Gabriella took down Sam and Evan in the finals after Sam and Evan had to debate Zephyr and Kaya in this kind of sort of almost a mock kind of debate because the two Sitka teams are so well-schooled. But this year, Sam and Evan managed to pull the win over Gabriella and her partner. I call them the Steel Magnolias because they were both so gorgeous and so poised. It was like, how are these two wild red-haired guys in their suits and their blue Gatorade, you know, and their briefcases going to take them out? But they really just kind of cast a net over the Whitestone team and just cinched it up and just did not let them out of the central argument, which is, I mean, I'd never really seen debating at that level before, and I was really impressed. So congratulations.
Thank you. Are you
planning to let anybody else win DDF in the future?
Well, not if I can help it. But we'll see.
Every
team is different.
And I want to mention that Randy Huey isn't here, and the poor man is exhausted. I think he's sick in bed. It was he is such a champion. He really holds the team together, and he threw his heart and soul into this weekend, and I think it about did him in, but he sure is a big reason why we are so successful this year.
The third most despised person
in
competitive speech in the state of Alaska.
Right.
My guests this morning have been Stephanie Ask and Stacy Woolsey, the Sitka High DDF coaches. They won the drama sweepstakes this weekend at Anchorage. They won the debate championship, co-champions. They won the forensic sweepstakes. They won the overall team title. They had nine individual champions, and they beat the top 4A school in Alaska by 20 points.
Yeah.
You have a lot of laurels to rest on for a while.
Well, rest sounds good.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.